Roy Stride from Scouting for Girls. How are you, Roy?
I'm really well, thanks. I'm very excited about Trent from Live, especially when I found out there's a monkey porous next door to it.
I can tell that's where your next music video is going to be if the other ones are to go by.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. I didn't even think that. I thought that's just where I was going to try and locate the dressing room, but music video in Monkey Forest, that'd be amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the band anyway, because how are the boys anyway? How are you all?
We're in an amazing place, actually. We are currently just started work on a new record, and we are sort of a quarter of the way through like probably the best festival season we've ever had. Some of the biggest crowds. And there's a buzz out there at the moment in the country, people just excited to be back. I think, you know, for a lot of people, it's their first festival in like 2, 3, 4 years. And so the audiences have been amazing. And yeah, it's just great. It's like we're on a real high.
Oh, fantastic. So a lot of your songs, I've played them for quite a while, and they jump out of the radio at you. Has that always been the brand sound? Because I know you've done the love song, This Ain't a Love Song. That still is a foot tapper and a sing-along anthem. So is that always going to be the brand sound? Or are you going to change a little bit at some point?
No, I've always just loved big, massive songs. That's like always been my favourite. You know, I love really poppy commercial songs you can sing along to. It's not like I'm trying to make something that I want people to love. It's just the music I love. And so, you know, I purposely try and make stuff as catchy as possible and as obvious and as fun. I tell you what, I was thinking about this. It started out because we used to put on our own club nights in a little, the upstairs of a pub near us. And so it was just our mates who turned up. And so it wasn't like we were playing to musos. We were just playing to a bunch of people, some of whom were only there because they were our mates. And we just tried to write music that they'd like and want to sing along to. So it was, you know, it was quite fun and obvious and carefree. And that's kind of where the whole Scout for Girls thing started.
And where did the title of the band come from? I need to ask that, because that Scouting for Girls is like you're on the pull. Is that right?
Okay, so basically, me and Pete, we met when we were 5 years old in the Cub Scouts. And we did a whole tour of duty with Scouts. We were in the Cubs, Beavers, Cubs, Scouts, Ventures. Then we became leaders. We were explorer leaders, like, in our early 20s. And we loved it. And so the book that started the whole Scout movement was started in 1908 by Baden-Powell. And he wrote a book called Scouting for Boys. And that was where Scouts actually started. And we thought calling it Scouting for Girls was like a play on words. That book was actually the seventh most popular book of all time, still is. And we thought that that was a really fun play on words, partly because, you know, I think we were single at the time. And, you know, it just seemed like a lot of fun. It seems a little bit weird now, especially as we're all in our early 40s. But I think people just associate the name with She's So Lovely and it being just like a fun, good time party band, which is what we are.
Before we get on to the gig at Trentham Gardens and where else you're playing as well live later on this summer, are you aware that the Scouting for Girls brand sound of all your music, you've got your own genre? It's called the Scouting for Girls genre, because I worked in radio many, many years, so when bands come along and it sounds a little bit like what you do, or that kind of, you know, indie pop that jumps out the radio at you, we go, oh, that's a Scouting for Girls sound, that is. Are you aware of that?
Wow. No, I wasn't. That's amazing. That's wow.
Where would you say your sound is? Is it indie? It's not indie, is it? It's not even pop, traditional pop, is it? What? Where is it? It's a Scouting for Girls sound.
Yeah, I think it's like indie pop. That's kind of what I always put us down. Whenever I sort of upload something to something these days, I always put it down as indie acoustic-y pop. That's kind of where we are. I think, you know, it really is pop music. That's what we try and do. We try and write songs that anyone can sing along to.
So, right, we know you're going to be at Trentham Live and Trentham Gardens. What can we expect from the set? I mean, you've got them many, you know, show opener songs. So which one do you choose? Or do you just alternate it?
We always do, because our 15th anniversary is a band, we are actually doing a lot of our first records. So like She's So Lovely, Heartbeat, Elvis Ain't Dead. And then we sort of change around some of the other ones. I think we also did, like, during lockdown, we got quite bored and ended up doing an 80s cover album. And so there'll probably be some party songs in there. Essentially, we absolutely love and are slightly jealous of McFly. So we'll probably be doing everything we can to outshine them. So,
what you need to do, Roy, is do a collab with those boys.
Like we should do, that's a really good idea.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, can I get, like, commission on all of this stuff? Monkey Forest video, McFly, Scotty Figgles collab, you know, all that kind of stuff. That'd be ace.
Absolutely. Just speak to my manager about that.
Right, where else can we see Scotty Figgles then during the summer? So you said you're all over the place, so where?
We've got festivals all over the place. We're actually doing a tour at the end of the year. It's our 15th anniversary, so we're playing everything on that first record, plus a lot of the other fan favourites. And we're in Birmingham. I think that's near where you are. We've got Birmingham Academy, and most of the tour sold out, but Birmingham, I think, has got quite a big room. I think there's a couple of hundred tickets left for that, and that's in the 3rd of December, I think. So that'll be a big Christmas thing, because we've got a couple of Christmas songs, and we'll do a couple of Christmas covers as well. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be
can you also give us any spoiler alerts of any new brand new chart records that you're going to be putting out soon, or is that all a bit hush hush at the moment?
We've got a little EP coming out in the summer of a song which we wrote with Lucy Spraggan and brought out a couple of years ago. She did it and we kind of featured on it, and we've done our own version, which is coming out in a couple of weeks time. And then we've got a live album. We played that little venue I was saying about where we grew up. That we did on the actual anniversary of the day we signed our record deal, we did a live show there. And we're bringing that out at the end of the summer. And then we were hoping for a new album next year. So there's lots of, like, we're super busy. We're, you know, still don't have a proper job. Still don't have to go back to Carphone Warehouse. But not yet. Put it off for another year.
You never worked at the Carphone Warehouse, did you really?
I was part time at Carphone Warehouse till I was 27. It was amazing, because that's how I managed to carry on as a band, because it was back in the days when you used to get loads of commission for selling contract loans. And so I only worked like a day and a half. I used to work about 6 days a month, and the rest of the time I just spent making music. And that's when I sort of wrote She's So Lovely and Elvis Ain't Dead. It's quite lucky. I should probably get back there, actually, do a few hours.
Oh, amazing. Before I let you go, can I just thank you, by the way, for the only band, a British band, that I've ever heard to get the word, a British swear word, into a song. You know which one I'm about, don't you?
No.
I'm a bloody big mess inside. Bloody.
Yeah.
That is my dad, who's not with us anymore. You say, bloody hell, Dad, bloody hell. And I'm like, and when I heard your song, I went, oh, my dad, that's my dad.
I never realised, you know, until it happened, just how British Scouting for Girls was. I obviously thought we were quite British. You see, I never thought it was going to be bigger than, like, playing to our mates anyway. But, like, so many people are like, oh, my God, they're like, literally the most British band you can get, which... To be honest, I love.
And the fact you got that word bloody in your record, that is ace. That is superb.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take that.
Can you just do that line for me? Just to tick a box in my, like, career.
And I'm a little bit lost without you. And I'm a I'm a little bit lost without you, and I'm a bloody big mess inside.
Oh, like, yes!
Having to think about it, because I sing it so much, I never think about it. But actually, when you think about it, it's got quite confusing. Yeah.
Amazing.
That's just my small brain.
Roy, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Give my hugs and loves to the boys, and we'll see you at Trentham Live, Trentham Estate, on the first weekend of September.
Yeah, you'll see me there, or in Monkey Forest next door.
Yeah, working out the next music video.
Come and find us there. Come and find me at the Monkey Forest. We're doing an acoustic gig for the monkeys.
You know you can't take them home, don't you? You know that.
Oh, what? Oh, okay, gig's off.
Right, speak to you soon, mate. Cheers.
Cheers, mate. See you later.
Bye.